Beginning of 1995, his physical and mental condition began to decline. His playing ability suffered to the point where he would turn down the volume of his guitar and often had to be reminded of what song he was performing. So he's on stage, and he would just turn his guitar down because he knew he sounded bad, and he didn't want to mess up everybody else.
And didn't know what song was on?
No.
That's rough. Well, at least he went to rehab in the end, but never made it out.
At that point, he had a relapse and began to use again to dull the pain, it says here in his bio. He checked himself into Betty Ford, stayed there 2 weeks, didn't like it, went to another place called Serenity Knowles in California, and they discovered him at the rehab clinic. He died in rehab. Cause of death was a massive heart attack. So Jerry Garcia, the right answer. Interesting.
Nice job, baby. Yeah.
He was only 53 when he died. So really, really poor health. Jerry Garcia should still be around today.
You know, easy.
Touring
and
with the guys and playing and making music and making a lot of money and making people happy. Hey, good guess, man.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, we got Def Leppard or Mammoth tickets for you. Stay on the line. We'll tell you how to get them. This is The Fox. .035 The Fox. John Bones Jones, I think the best fighter in the UFC, is coming up next. And Robin Hart has a look at what's going on in the world. So many good stories out there. Where do you start?
I know. Well, let's just start with exactly. Yeah. All right. It's 7:15, 103.5 The Fox. Hey, Kofi.
Hey, Robin. Thank you very much. Got an accident. Fox.
Mile High Pipe and some
Home Depot.
All right, 21 minutes past 7 o'clock. John Bones Jones coming up. He'll join us in just a couple minutes. We'll talk about UFC 145 pay-per-view this Saturday night. I think the best fighter in the UFC, and they're calling this the most highly anticipated light heavyweight title fight of all time. John Jones coming up next. Lewis and Florwack show, The Fox. Father Fox, 23 minutes past 7. Lewis of Floorwax. We're going to get some rain later today, maybe tonight. Going to be cooler and clouds coming in and highs today about 66 and maybe some thunderstorms today. Kind of like those. I like rain.
Smells good.
Yeah, plus, rain's good.
Around here, it's, I don't know, it's beautiful. Those big giant clouds coming in over the mountains. I like that kind of thing.
And then the weekend's looking really good. We'll have highs in the 70s for the weekend. And we're waiting for John Jones. While we're doing that, Ted Nugent is going to have a little meeting with the Secret Service today.
Oh, vice versa. Right.
The agents are flying to Oklahoma today to meet with Ted prior to his show in Ardmore, Oklahoma.
They're coming to him?
They're coming to him, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Ted's not worried. He says they have a duty. He also said, I've never threatened anybody's life in my life. I don't waste my breath threatening. The conclusion will be obvious that I threatened no one. And based on his statements we heard anyway, I don't see where he threatened to kill anybody. He was using some very inflammatory language, which he's known to do. And I think he definitely shot himself in the foot on this one.
Oh, that's why they're investigating the gun thing. He shot himself in the foot.
Yeah, that's why they're coming in to talk about it. But the Secret Service, somebody was telling me yesterday, a lot of the Secret Service guys are ex-military guys. And this guy that I was conversing with was an ex-military and said the military guys love Ted.
Well, I suppose. He loves them. So he says a lot of good stuff about the military.
Yeah, he's a big military guy. They also love Wang Dang Sweet Poontang. We know that now. So they're probably big Ted fans. We'll see what happens with that. And this is pretty serious when you get an interview from the Secret Service. That'll definitely get your attention.
If you get an interview from the Secret Service, you know, they can take you with them.
Yeah.
At the end of the interview, if they want, they can just take you right out of the house and go, yeah, let's take a little trip here. We need to talk some more.
Nugent apparently thinks he's now going to be audited. He thinks the IRS is going to start looking at him. And he could have some problems coming up. They could make his life a little uncomfortable.